Today is Back to the Future Day, October 21st, 2015, the day that Marty McFly traveled to in Back to the Future 2. That movie showed a world 25 years into the future. So on this day, we wanted to ask, what might the world look like 25 years from now? And some of you wrote us in with your thoughts. Paul Calduro wrote on Twitter about cities that are built underwater. Hudson Doyle says, I hope someone will invent a way to transform waste back into its component parts to be reused as new material. And Nels Nelson adds, I will settle for a pink Hello Kitty hoverboard. Well, joining us now with his thoughts is Aaron Rosa. He's a research fellow at the Hawaii Research Center for Future Studies, and he's with us from Honolulu. Aaron, welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be back. And to the Future Day.
Back to the Future Day. And are any of those things realistic, do you think?
You know, I think they're realistic to whatever degree they're widespread is really the big question. I mean, we can build living apparatuses for underwater. Hoverboards, maybe not as realistic, though. Yeah, I know. This year, Nissan and a bunch of people said, we've got one. They're not that great, but they've got them. So.
And what about transforming trash back into its component parts to be reused as new material again?
Yeah, I think that's one of the more interesting ones on this list, really. I mean, there are some, you know, nanotechnologies have been around for a while, and that's essentially what they want to do is how far down the chain can we recycle materials? And we have such a problem with waste already. If we can figure out ways to turn it into something useful, that would be fantastic.
Well, how do our thoughts about the future shape the future?
Our thoughts about the future are very, very important in terms of shaping the future. This is why science fiction, like Back to the Future, is so important for us to keep refreshed and to keep a part of the conversation. When we begin talking and discussing about the things we'd like to see in the future, that has momentum and it has a social capital all its own that gets projects started, keeps people working on how are we going to improve our lives, our technologies, and the things around us.
Like what? What's an example where we thought of something and then it happened?
One of the most recent ones, you know, the last century that's kind of famous and has been really important is space travel. You know, we started thinking about traveling to the moon who knows how long ago, but we did that. We accomplished that as a human race. Really, the entire technological world that we see around us and societies that are based on all those technologies, those all came from somebody's ideas about, I bet this would be better if we had X in the future. And so it's really this constant dialogue between how our societies think about what they'd like life to be like, and then how they go about starting to create those lives.
Well, and yet we don't have hoverboards and we don't have flying cars, which they thought that we would when they, you know, dreamed up Back to the Future too.
This is very true. Very true. I'm really, really glad that we don't have flying cars everywhere. They're dangerous enough just moving along the surface of the planet. I can't imagine having, we're about to have probably, in the next 30 years, we're going to add another billion people to the planet. And even if a half of them or a quarter of them or a tenth of them were flying around in cars, that just sounds dangerous to me.
I don't know. I saw Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. It didn't scare me, but you're right. If half a billion people were doing that, that would be troublesome. What would you like to see 25 years from now?
Wow, 25 years from now. So over the next 25 years, we're going to be faced with a lot of serious planetary challenges. We already know that they exist. Global warming, ocean acidification, sea level rise, and there's even talk recently of mass extinction. These are serious issues. They're not given. These aren't necessarily going to happen, but they do mean that we need to take action. It's time for humans to step up, and I think that our ecology is one of the more important things I'd really like to see the next 25 years. I'd like to see humans take an actionable stance towards that and really make some progress in maintaining our ecology and keeping it healthy for future generations.
All right, Aaron Rosa, research fellow at the Hawaii Research Center for Future Studies. We'll have you back on in 25 years to see if you were right.
Okay, that sounds great, Jeremy. Hope to be here in some form or another.
Or you could come over on a hoverboard. That would work too.
Yeah, exactly. I'll fly in plane over. Maybe I'll teleport. I don't know.